Sarasvati Ki, Anantakoti Vaishnavindiki, Namachaya Hridastha Koti, Tamki Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pavanitananda Shetvaiti Gadara Shivasri Gaho Bhakti Munda. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopka Vidashamakan Varatan Giri Vadan Ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapurnam Dib Dham Ki, Jagannapuri Dham Ki, Nuramanuki Dham Ki, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Gungali, Yamuna Mai Ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda. Glory some devotees, all glory some devotees, all glory Shri Guru and Garanga, Gaura Pramananda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Pita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So reading chapter 20 out of Madhya Lila 119. Payang Dutiya Binaveshata Sya. Ishara petasya vipaya yosmiti. Tanmaya yato buddha abhajetam.
Tanmaya yato buddha abhajetam.
Bhaktyaike sham guru devatatma. Bhayam dutiya binaveshatasya. Ishara petasya vipaya yosmiti. Tanmaya yato buddha bhajetam. Bhaktyai kai sham guru devatatma. Bhayam dutiya bhinaveshatasya. Ishara petasya vipaya yosmiti. Tanmaya yato buddha bhajetam. Prakyae kae sham guru devatatma.
Tanmayato buddha abhajetam.
Jai Kali Shambhu Devata Bhayam Vitiya Vinidesha Tasya Ishara Petasya Anyone else? Bhayam. Fear. Dvitiya abhinivesita. From the misconception of being a product of material energy. Sha arises. Isha. From the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna. A petasya of one who has withdrawn the conditioned soul. Viparyaya. Reversal of a position. Asmati. No conception of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. Tanmayaya. Because of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. Ataha, therefore, Buddha, one who is wise, Abhajet, must worship Tam, him, Bhaktya, by devotional service, Ekaya, undiverted to karma and jnana, Isham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guru, as the spiritual master. Devata, the worshipable Lord. Atma, the super soul. Translation, when the living entity is attracted by the material energy which is separated from Krishna, he is overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, his conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Viparyayo Smriti. To nullify this mistake, one who has actually learned it in advance worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a spiritual master, worshipful deed, and source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37. It is an instruction given by Kavi Rishi, one of the nine saintly personalities called nine yogendras. When Vasudeva, Krishna's father, asked Devarshi Narada and Dwarka about devotional service, it was mentioned that previously King Nimi, who was the king of Videha, was instructed by the nine yogendras. When Sri Narada Muni discoursed on Bhagavad Dharma, devotional service, he indicated how a conditioned soul can be liberated by engaging in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. The Lord is the super soul, spiritual master, and worshipable deity of all conditioned souls. Not only is Krishna the supreme worshipful deity for all living entities, but he is also the guru or chaitya guru, the super soul, who is always gives the living entity good counsel. Unfortunately, the living entity neglects the supreme person's instructions. He thus identifies with material energy and is consequently overpowered by a kind of fear resulting from accepting himself as a material body and considering paraphernalia related to the material body to be his property. All types of fruitive results actually come from the spirit soul. But because he has forgotten his real duty, he is embarrassed by many material consequences such as fear and attachment. The only remedy is to revert to the service of the Lord and thus be saved from material nature's unwanted harassment. Omigana tamanandasya gananjana shalaka chakshunmanitangena tasmai shikigare maha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tripadakamam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sta Shri Rupam Sakrajat Vaja Vaganatam Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pari Janasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vadam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Itam Sta E Krishna Kuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagapate Gopeshu Vaka Kantarata Kantanamoskite Pancha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devicha Patitanam Pavanindyo Vaishnavedo Namo Namo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vayam dutiya binaveshita syari sharapeta shiripayo smithi. Tanmaya to buddhaba abhajittam bhakyai keshangu devatatma. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy which is separate from Krishna, he is overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, his conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Vipraya-smriti. To nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a spiritual master, worshipful deity and source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. Okay, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami. And here especially he's recommending to get out of the illusion of Maya, one has to accept the spiritual master and worship him as the deity. So this is stressed in many places. And previously, in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, many verses were stated by Kaviraj Goswami. And here again, some of the verses are re-emphasized. So especially there, Guru Krishna Rupe Krishna, Karan Bhakta, Kripai Krishna Bhakta Gani. That the Guru, the spiritual master, is the manifestation of Krishna to deliver this conditioned soul, especially. Anyone can say or see that without the Guru, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Latabi, one doesn't get the seed. When Prabhupada came to the West, he felt that he understood the instruction of his spiritual master was very important. Bhakti Aikai, here this is used in Bhakti Aikai Sham Guru Devatatma. He accepted himself. He accepted his guru as non-different when his guru gave instruction. So, with great realization, Prabhupada came over to the West. Bharat Bhumi Te Hola Manusha Janma Jag. Prabhupada would quote that verse that Mahaprabhu is given this instruction. After all, Mahaprabhu is giving his instruction. Amrita Dara is a nectar instruction. And that although it wasn't understood widely, Prabhupada was one person who felt it, understood it completely. He had realization. And even when you read Prabhupada's purports in First Canto, for instance, that one would never think that he had not gone already to the West. Many times you read it and you stop and you think, wait a minute, Prabhupada hadn't even gone to the West yet. How does he know all this stuff? Amazing. That means he was in touch with Super Soul. He's the representative of the Super Soul. It's obvious. It's obvious. So someone could, as some people would, might do, they deride or minimize Prabhupada's achievement, but it can't be minimized. Rather, it should be maximized. Guru Devatatma, naivo payang yupachitim kavayas tavesha. When Uddhava was speaking back to So Krishna is saying, like, in the Uddhava Gita, this verse is also quoted in the beginning and throughout, especially in the beginning of the CC, that Naivo Pachitin Kaveyastavesha, great kavis, they couldn't even, Ramayushapi Kirtam Nidamuda Smaran, even if they had lifetimes of Brahma, they would not be able to describe properly the gratitude that the disciple should have to the guru. Charja Chaitra Rapusha Sakatin Dinakti, there is described in that same verse. He appears as the super soul, he's the super soul, and as externally as the guru. The guru is the super soul, and he delivers. So, cannot be taken lightly. Prabhupada used to talk about people take as a fad, they take guru. Yes, I had my guru. Yeah, I went to India, I got a guru. Or something. Sometimes the gurus are outsmart themselves. Some gurus, when Srila Bhakti Sanatha was also saying like this, that the, especially some of the Bengali gurus, they might not give the exact mantras even to, they think that the disciple's not really qualified, but because they want money, just see, they, and they know that the Shastra says, well, you shouldn't try to deliver ordinary persons who are not qualified. So they kind of trick them. They don't give them a full mantra, or they change the mantra or something, so that they can't be accused as like trying to get around the law, a loophole. Or in the West, they came so many who are asampradaya, have no real sampradaya, and they gave some mantra, they charged some money, they gave some mantra, not actual guru. So that is like a pet guru. He is not guru, or he knows he's not guru sometimes. So many gurus came when Prabhupada was here. He knew about so many gurus. Sometimes they claim G-O-D, I am God, or something. Prabhupada said, they are not G-O-D, they are D-O-G. There was one headline, I think, in Australia where one of the such gurus were there, and Prabhupada said that at the time he was asked, that he says, he's God, what do you say, Swami? Because, you know, reporters, they like to be very combative and get something that will catch a headline or something. So there was a headline that says, Bhaktivedanta Swami has come to dog us, or to... this Prabhupada was very direct. No, he is not G-O-D, D-O-G, not this kind of guru. But the guru is actually there to deliver. Prahlad Maharaj, he speaks about the miseries of this material world, how the guru, Hongse Guru, that's another shloka, but he also talks about Hongsa Sangha, getting the association of the Hongsa. And he describes the fear and misery in this material world very clearly. First, he says, Naham bibe majitate tebayan. I'm not afraid of anything in this material world. And we know that Prahlad Maharaj, in his history, that he didn't seem to mind that he was given poison, thrown off of a cliff. He was fully dependent on Krishna. So therefore, when Narasimhadeva appeared, he said, Naham bibe majitate tibanakasya. I am not afraid of your antrasurja kshataja kesara shankukarna. Antrasurja means the your garland of... He was seeing that Narasimhadeva had a garland made of the entrails, the guts of his father. Antrasurja. Sraja means like a garland inside. So it looks like a garland. I guess I never tried wearing this garland. Most of us won't want to wear that. But Narasimhadeva, he can do. But it doesn't scare Prahlad Maharaj. And your teeth, dangstra. In fact, one prayer, abhayam atmani buista. Prahlad Maharaj is giving a prayer in the fifth canto. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Tejasaya Yavayavi Bhav. You may appear Tamagrasa Grasa. Drive out this ignorance that's in the heart. So this is the purpose. Of course, we're not fruitive, but still, we pray Pahi Pahi Mahayogin. Throughout Bhagavatam, we see Bhagavan Abhayankara, Bhaktanam Abhayankara. That Uttara, she was praying like that. Abhayankara, you can dispel all fear in this material world. Bhagavan Api Vishvatma, it's described in the 10th canto also like that. Bhagavan Abhayankara, Bhaktanam Abhayankara. Same thing. Of the bhaktas, they take shelter. Pahi Pahi. Please protect. So devotees want to be protected, especially when you keep your mind in the shastra. You can see the devotees are always very humble, protecting. Prabhupada used to quote one shloka that sanata jivitam, that I think it's the Yamunacharya shloka, that we have no master where we don't have a master. We're praying to get the service of the spiritual master. Vayasaya kadami, when will you call me? This is a statement by Prahlad Maharaj. So he describes how one might think he doesn't require Balashineha Sharanam Pitaro Narasingha. When he's speaking with Narasingadev, he's describing that a child, Balashineha Sharanam Pitaro Narasingha, Nartasha Chagadamadanviti. A child may be with very nice parents, very wealthy, in a huge mansion or something like that, and with armed guards, still he may succumb to disease and death. Balashineha Sharanam Pitaro Nartasha Chagadamadan. And someone may also be very wealthy, have 2,000 doctors. I know there was one wealthy lady I knew in Hawaii, and she would go to so many different doctors. Still, she died. She was a billionaire. She was the richest woman in the world at one time. She had eyelash doctor, eyebrow doctors, every kind of doctor that she went to, always going to some doctor. Many people go. Of course, doctors are good to some degree, but still, they can't protect us. So therefore, without this transcendental protection, especially the Bhagavatam, that is our ultimate. Sanatana Goswami glorifies the Bhagavatam as our Madananda, my only bliss, my only guru. And so the Bhagavatam is always giving, and Mahaprabhu is coming as the guru. Shikshartameka Purusha Purana. Means he's teaching. If you go to some type of religion and is the guru teaching anything? We don't know. Is there God? Is the God teaching something? We'll find out first. What is your, does your God teach? Oh yeah, he teaches we should kill a lot of people or something. No, that is not. Prabhupada said, that is, you cannot claim your religion means to cut throat. It's not religion. But Bhagavatam, our gurus, they all represent, and they're all fearless. Narad Muni was fearless. Abhayam. Bhagavad Gita gives so many times this word. Abhayam satta sam sudhir, jnana yoga vyavastiti. Vitaraga bayak krodha. One has to become fearless and without anger. Vitaraga, attachment. The more attachment is there, and then the more fear is there also. Brahmaji describes this in his third canto, in his ninth chapter, third canto, that the different fears of this material world, how they're always in anxiety, people of this material world, and always fearful, because they want to protect their children. Of course, everybody wants to protect, but if that's all you have, and you're always identified with it, therefore, the hangsa, the guru is known as a hangsa. The hangsa only takes, he's a swan, he only takes the essence of this material world. Prabhupada even describes that one can accumulate wealth, but it's for Krishna. Prabhupada accumulated wealth, no problem. Just like his disciples. I know at least several instances where disciples were accumulating a lot of wealth and in charge of so many things. And Prabhupada took it. Boom. Okay, that's good. I saw once one big leader, one of the biggest leaders, and he was accumulating so much wealth, even right in front of Prabhupada, he contradicted Prabhupada. We were all sitting amazed. And Prabhupada just sitting like this. He not only didn't flinch, but he was, you know the meaning of unflinching. Prabhupada used to use this term, unflinching. So Prabhupada was asking a whole group of us to do something, go to India, do art. So the leader was sitting, and when Prabhupada asked us to raise hands, we raised hands. We want to serve the guru, whatever he says, yes. So we were all very enthusiastic. You can go to India? Yes. Hand is raised. The leader sitting right next to Prabhupada said, put your hand down, you're not going anywhere. So we saw that Prabhupada didn't flinch, that unflinching. He could have, an ordinary person, let's say a boss, an ordinary boss in the material world, and he has a group under him, maybe he's friendly, but they're not disrespectful at all in any way. They'll lose their job. So if the underling, underboss, says something like that, the main boss says, employer says, okay, everyone from is doing this. He says, no. Immediately, finished. The boss won't tolerate, but Prabhupada was very tolerant. Not only tolerant, unflinching, but he was also Buddha. Buddha Bhava Samandita. So much in love with Krishna and his intelligence so enhanced that he could sit unflinchingly. Okay, this man is very ambitious. Let him do his thing. Let's see. So he accumulated so many $100,000, Prabhupada took it after a while. Okay, send me your money. This happened more than one time. Similar thing in Los Angeles. Very ambitious, seeing that this is mine, becoming too attached. Ahama Meti, this is my thing. This is my book distribution and my BBT. Let me get so much money. We have so many. Prabhupada said, okay, can you please send $100,000 worth of books to India? Then, okay, it's a loan. Then after some time, he wrote, oh, Prabhupada, but we never got our loan back. Prabhupada said, no, India is a very poor country. You don't expect your loan, but you should send another $150,000 of books. That's all. So Prabhupada was not like ordinary person. That ordinary person might get angry or might do something. No, Prabhupada was very calculating. This calculating for Krishna. So, nothing separate from Krishna. Dvandva. This is always seeing, this is mine, this is mine. So even if we come into Krishna consciousness, many times, other leaders, they want to create some havoc. They didn't want to, but they create havoc. And Prabhupada would always say, no, okay, you can go here, you can go to China now. No, but these are all my men. That's okay. You go China. They're not yours. Nothing is yours. Nirmamo, nirahankara. Sashanti madhagachati. You want peace, you have to become detached. So, in that 16th chapter, in the beginning, it's all about mostly about demoniac nature, but the beginning there's the saintly qualities are given. So, therefore, it says, Abhayam satasang sudhir gyana yogya vyavastiti. Gyana yogya. All these qualities are given. Because in the beginning, a similar word was used for Arjuna. Nimittani chapasyami viparitani. Viparitani means just the opposite. So Arjuna was coming into the battle, just like we're all coming into this material world to enjoy separately. So Arjuna was coming into this battle. He was, I don't know what he was anticipating, but we know that he was just the opposite. Viparitani. I guess first he didn't really know. Then when he saw his relatives there lined up, Raja Sukena for happiness, some type of... what kind of happiness is this? This is just the opposite of what I wanted. So we don't know where to look for happiness. So this verse is very nice by the Navayogendras. Vipayo Smriti. So, in the final thing, though, that one has to worship the worshipful deity and source of life as his guru, guru, goshte, gushtalyashu. In the beginning of that Manashiksha, Raghunath Das, he describes not only the guru, but all the persons in Vrindavan, gushtalyashu, sujane, busharagane, the brahmanas. One puffed up rascal came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta came to Radhakund in an automobile in 1930s, I mentioned. Hardly anyone had a car, what to speak of. No sadhu ever rode in a car. So he came to Radhakund in this local Brahmin. He said, oh, something very nasty, that your guru, your Das Goswami, imagine Raghunath Das, the Prayojana guru, everyone respects, all over Vrindavan, no one is beautiful. And this man had the audacity to say to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta that your Raghunath Das, because Raghunath Das was not born a Brahmin. Just imagine. But so he said, he'll have to take blessings from me because I'm a born Brahmin in Vrindavan. Nahi Bhurimana, this Prahlad Maharaj speaks about this, that a puffed up Brahmana, he cannot save himself, what to speak of anyone else. He talks, Vipradishad Gunyuta Daravindanaba. So by identifying even as a Brahmin, Vipradishad Gunyuta, even if you have all the qualifications, but if you're not dedicated to Aravindana, to Krishna, Padaravindana Vimukha, if you're Vimukha, turned away, this verse describes turning away, Mukha, Avimukha, when your face is. So also it's described that since time immemorial, Anadi Bahirmu, Anadiba, before time even started, turned away. We're always getting a chance. Anyway, the Brahmin, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, just to show the example of Acharya, he said, oh, I have to hear this nonsense. Of course, he's transcendental, so everything that has been heard, everything. But he started fasting. So when it was found out all of his disciples were fasting, then some other Vijpasis came and said, oh, Maharaj, why are you fasting? This guy, everyone knows, he's a rascal. Why you listen to him? He said, that's true. But because I'm acting as Acharya, Acharya Chaitravaprasasagatindha, I have to show this example. If I were simply a Babaji under a tree, then no, but he attacked me because I'm acting as Acharya. If I'm coming here in a car, Yukta Vairagya, showing an example. Acharya Vijaniyam, Nava Manyeta Karachit. Now, Marchibu, one should not be envious of the Acharya. Acharya has come to deliver. Soham Katam Navisaje. Tavabritya Sevam. Prabhupada quoted that Prahlad Maharaj's verse. How could I give up the service of my guru? No, never. So most of us have no, even I don't feel like I have any tiny hope of even, but at least we can think of Prabhupada, how great his service to his guru. And he was thinking that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Siddhanta Saraswati, Sachi Sutta, Ati, Priya Ati. He was very dear to Sachi Sutta, the son of Mother Sachi. And Mother Sachi, she was feeling anxiety, some type of fear also. There's transcendental fear that the devotees, they're worried that something will happen. Mother Yasoda worried that Krishna, something will happen to Devaki was very worried that Krishna, please, you know, something will happen. He's Krishna after all. Come on. But this is a rasa that the devotees are feeling some fear. So Prabhupada said, we also feel some transcendental fear that people attack ISKCON, they try to make some nonsense, do some. The Prabhupada was always fearless, though. No. Anytime some type of idiots like the Naxalites coming and they write some note in Calcutta, fly or die, problems. Unflinching, just chanting.
Tell them they can have free seats. They were criticizing that. Why you're charging or something. They might find some fault, some nonsense. The Prabhupada said, that's okay. Whenever this Prabhupada would adjust, just like in France, they were yelling and screaming some type of, I don't know, Nazi-like, French Nazi-like, paw tail, you sit down, why are you sitting on a big chair like that? They don't know what is etiquette that guru sits on a chair. He said, what are they saying? Oh, they're saying, why are you sitting on the big chair? He said, sit on the ground. The Prabhupada said, okay. By that time, though, he was on the chair, but he said, next time I come, I'll sit on the ground. But so the guru is expert, Chaturya Par, he's always finding some means to deliver, let's describe, Panchatattva there, finding some way, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shikshartameka, he's the original teacher, so he teaches that, take sannyas, no need, just like we heard the other day, Srup Damodar, he went to Varanasi to take sannyas, but somehow or other, we never hear that he actually dressed like a sannyasi, or he never had a sannyasi name like that. One account says that he went to Varanasi and he sat in the sannyas, and even before the whole ceremony was over, he thought, why am I wasting my time? I should be with Mahaprabhu like that. Why did I come up here to do this? This is nonsense. Let me just go. Not caring. Naham vipro, nachanarapatir, nabhivaishinu. I'm not a Brahmin. I have no identity. Sarvopadi vinir muktam. The more there's upadi, the more there's anxiety. That's why Brahmaji describes it. Shoka. And lamentation is always going on. And there's so much suffering. Tapatraya anisham. So, Mahaprabhu's pastime, show no fear. Mahaprabhu came to Ramakali chanting, and the big, evil, horrible Nawab Hussain Shah. So people were so worried. They said, oh, you're Mahaprabhu, he cannot do like this. No, big crowd, huge crowd. But the king was heard about it, and he was just thinking, wow, this Mahaprabhu put him under the, just like the magician, he put him under the spell. He's thinking, oh, he's a great, very great personality. All he was thinking. Everyone else was fearful. That, you know, that's okay. He just ignored them. He's chanting. Just like when Mahaprabhu first took sannyas, he went in a boat to go across the Ganga at one point, and on the way to Puri. So the boatman was very fearful because there were so many pirates, so many rascals. Anything could happen. It's light, night time. And immediately Mahaprabhu was chanting. He just took sannyasi. He's having big kirtan. Come on, everyone chant. the boatman just wants to go quietly across the river. No, tell your guru to be quiet. He's so afraid. So everyone else can be afraid, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not afraid. And Shivas also was even afraid that were threatening to take his house and throw it in the Ganga, break it down and all. So Lord Chaitanya came there and said, what are you afraid of? I think he was Nimai Pandit still. He said, Srivas, you know, if they come here, is that the time you made Narayani chant? And she was 4 years old. Any king, any big shot comes here, the Qazi, his men, they can't do anything without my permission. Then, it's the same time, right? He said, Narayani, just chant. And she was immediately in ecstasy, 4-year-old. She's the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Mahaprabhu never displays the slightest fear of anything like that. He's sannyas, he can go anywhere. He accepts this sannyas mantra. Prabhupada says especially this fearlessness. One cannot be sannyasi if he has some fear. He has to be able to go out with. So what is that sannyas mantra? How does it go? First line? Etam sa staya paratmanishtam. Because he's fixed up in the paramatma, at least, entry level. Probably actually described in all the levels of sannyas when he was describing it. Kuti Chuck, in the beginning, is not so expert, so therefore he goes to some kutir, and then his children bring him some, even some, his wife may bring him some food. Then Bahudak, then he goes begging here and there. He develops more confidence. And then till he's Paribrajakacharya, then he can go out preaching. So Prabhupada, we address the great spiritual master, Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya. Of course, that's not the original order. It's first Paribrajakacharya and Paramahansa, but it doesn't matter at that point. Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya. He's going everywhere, like Narad Muni is describing, Namanyanatasha, Atatrapa, Patan, Guyani, Badani, Katani. I just go everywhere. Of course, he goes throughout the universe. He's just playing his veena, tumbu, and he's just chanting the glories. So by these glories, Rupam the Shringa Vibhaya Smaranti Rupam, Prahlad Maharaj says, by just remembering the form of Narasingadev, then fear goes away. I was thinking the other day, this one devotee, Virendra, now he's long gone, but left his body. So we came to one door, we were in our dhotis in 72, going door with Gauri, because I was thinking Gauri left us. So I was reminding him, but he wasn't there, but he was ahead of the party. But so me and Virendra, we went to one door, and the door opened, there was a gun right in my face like that, right here, like this. So I was thinking, well, he's either going to shoot me or not. But the guy was so angry, and he hated, for some reason, he said, like, I told you people never come to my door. You know, he probably was talking about some other devotees, obviously. You know, we've never been to his door. Why would we be to him? We would never go back, that's for sure. I told you guys not to come here. And Virendra started chanting, Namaste. And I said, oh my God, now we're done. He's loud, you know. He was very good. Agraj remembers. I don't think anyone here remembers good Agraj. Anyway, Virendra was a little funny like that. Yeah. One time Virendra wrote to Prabhupada that, because he had acne, he had pimples all over his face, so he wrote to Prabhupada, what should he do? Just shows how Prabhupada was so expert in everything. He wrote him a letter saying, you can just stop eating wheat, sugar, and milk, and that'll go away, like that. So he stopped after 2 months, his complexion was perfect. So, anyway. Not easy to stop eating milk, wheat, and sugar, but people do it. So anyway, Virendra was chanting loudly, you know, Namaste! So the guy, he put us in handcuffs and brought us down to jail. Everything ended all okay. We went to jail. We weren't killed. We were safely in jail. And he's standing, Namaste, Narasimhaya. So we always hear stories like that about the fear. So Mahaprabhu is a... So many of the prayers to Mahaprabhu at the end, let us take full shelter. Because if we don't always want to take shelter, it's not like, oh yes, I don't need shelter. No, we need that shelter. We can't take false shelter. What is it? Bahir Artamaninas. In the external energy. Bahir Artamaninas. Even Kamsa, such a big shot, Kamsa, but he was always fearful. He was so fearful that Vasudev had to preach to him. Yeah, he was like the biggest rascal in the, maybe next to Jarasandha, but he was such a rascal. And he was so, such a powerful guy, but he was so fearful of Krishna. Oh, Krishna, thinking while sitting, walking, looking, everything. He couldn't see his own reflection in the mirror. He saw holes in the shadow. Wow, that would scare anybody. But he, so Vasudeva was saying to him, Ajavabda Shatante Cha. Dehinam Dhruvam, what does it say? Mrityum, that this death is there. Aja, today, or after 100 years, you're going to die. There's no sense being fearful. Krishna says to Arjuna also in the Gita, don't lament that whoever is born has to die. Whoever is dead will take birth. So nothing to fear like that. So there's so many reasons. We don't just say don't, no, but we give all the Shastric reasons to give up fear. And all this fear is due to our identifying with the body and everything else. Namashraya kori jatam. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, apana sang chatingoram nyan nama vivishogana, somehow this sloka comes. Wonderful sloka. Apana sang chatingoram nyan nama vivishogana. Someone who chants even helplessly, without even knowing anything, agyana, atava agyana, with knowledge or no knowledge, uttama shloka nama yat, the nam. That name, even fear personified, is afraid of the holy name. So, samsara chedo mamtva, japa japa satatam. Always chanting japa, that Mukundamala stotram is there. That it is the weapon for destroying fear in this material world. Those who are bitten by the serpent of time. So we're all bitten by the serpent of time. And so everyone is fearful in this material world. Avarinchad amangalam. Amangalam. Everything is inauspicious. Up to Avarinchi, the Brahmaji. Krishna says in Bhagavatam. Avarinchad amangalam. But those who are intelligent, they know that everything is temporary, therefore they never become attached to anything. Again and again, that's hammered. Every chapter. When you see that Uddhava Gita, you know, Krishna is speaking directly, so detailed. How to become detached from this material. Detachment from this material world. Detachment. Raga dvesha vimuktaiste vishyanandaresh charan. Okay, so, all right. Question. Microphone. What? Battery? Go ahead.
Prahlad Maharaj was not fearful of the demons or the atrocities of his father trying to kill him, so many things. But he said he's fearful of the material nature. What does that mean?
Trastosmiham kripana vatsala dusha hogra. Because it's so miserable. I am afraid. That's the verse. Trastosmiham. Because maya sukaya baramudvahato, this maya, everyone thinks they're very happy in this material world, so he's very wary of it. I've seen my father, he controlled everything in Ranyakashipu, even if he raised his eyebrow, but he was finished in a moment, he said. So no one can get any shelter in this material world. Durashraya vyebahi artamanina. Because it's artamanina, they're finding artha, value, in that which is bahir, external energy. But this vilajamanaya yasya, stata mikshapate muya, this external energy, it bows before Krishna. Prashantam abhayam patibodha matram, in the second canto, that great verse there, I think it's at the end of that. Seventh chapter, anyway. Patibodha maptram is just the opposite of this material world. There's no fear there. And it's full of spiritual ecstasy. Prashantam. Works?
Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. On the fear, so we have a fear for a reason.
We have what?
We have, we have fear for a reason.
Reason.
Yeah. And, nature has given us this body and it's our duty to protect this body.
Abhayam, aha, nidra, bhayam, maitram. The four things every living entity has to have fear. Automatically we have that fear.
Yeah.
And there's eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But defending is sometimes called fear, fearing. Yeah. So we defend because we're fearing. But not that we give up totally. Just like even the six Goswamis, they had bow and arrow they used to protect the deity in Vrindavan. Just see. You are Goswami. Just like devotees, they used a gun in Mayapur one time. So Prabhupada's godbrother was, they told him, oh, the Hare Krishnas, the Ayaskan people, and they're shooting. And said, yes, but that's okay. Why not? He even said that Prabhupada had, one time the dacoits were about to attack in way back in the 50s or 40s or something at Sridhar Maharaj Ashram in Navdvip. And Prabhupada, because he was a chemist, he made some Molotov cocktails. Very quickly he made some bombs. But they never came, but he was ready to throw. So yeah. That's there.
So not all kind of fear is bad as long as we have intelligence on top of it, right?
That's why Prabhupada brought that out in that 10th canto. When you read the beginning of 10th canto, how Devaki was fearful, Yasoda later, she's fearful. But, so we're also fearful that someone may hamper this movement like that. He talked about the deprogrammers and different adversaries. Pandari, you got it? Or who has hand? It's on. Got to hold that thing close.
What are some other things that an aspiring devotee should have a healthy fear of? Like, what about should you fear bad association or things?
Yes, you should fear bad association. That Prabhupada said that my disciples, they have one big fault, that they're not fearful of Maya. So one should give up sadhu samagamam. One should take shelter, satam prasangam, with the devotees and give up satsu sajeta buddhimam. Those who are buddhis, mentioned here, Buddha, buddhi. Those who are buddhi, full of intelligence, buddhimam rather, then they get the association of the guru, of other sadhus, because they cut our attachment. They're always cutting. Oh, Prabhu, you know, I saw you doing this. Of course, fault finding is not good, but that's why we get association of the devotees. Not only the guru. Guru may not be here. Prabhu, I saw you. You were going in the movie. You were going in the bar or something. So they'll say something. That's why we want that association. Give up bad association. What is it? Lugamik is getting the microphone.
Prabhu, in the purport, it says all types of, or Srila Prabhupada says, all types of fruitive results actually come from the spirit soul.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't investigate that. Someone can explain that. But they do. I mean, apana karma. The Narottam Das is saying, apara karma. It's my own karma, due to my fruitive activity, that I become, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the same thing in many songs. So we're not giving, Bhagavatam says that, right? The famous verse, Shushamikshimana Bunjana Evatma Kitam Vipakam. That is Vipakam. All the fruits of my bad activities have now come. We should think that, right? That we're only getting a token punishment. What's the beginning of that verse? Tateinu kampam. This special mercy verse. Tateinu kampam. Prabhupada said we should take this verse as our guidance. It's like, he said, bhavanta nevanu chirandam. Anyway, there's so many things. So many important verses. It's amazing. But that's, yeah, so Bunjana evama kritam vipakam. That verse says we should see that the fruit of is my own fault. That now it's come, and I can't blame anybody. Right? Because then there's resentment, then there's envy. We're supposed to be giving these things up. Bundry, your hand up, or you just finger exercise? Aerating his palm. He's giving. Okay, so everything's that's it. Hare Krishna.